The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And you can catch us on that LI News Radio app and also hear us live on linewsradio.com. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island School Boards since 1959. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in and hearing about some programs and activities that our schools are involved in throughout Long Island. And this week, we're going to be talking about workforce development, school-to-work programs. And last week, we heard about the COPEG's mock trial team and those kids. Well, they were fantastic, but we're revisiting COPEG once again to talk about a unique academy that they started to help fulfill some of the workforce shortage needs that they had in their own home district. But when I heard about it, it's a fascinating program. Teacher assistants are a vital part of any school system nowadays, and you have to get credentialed. You have to have a certificate. You take a test with the state, and there's requirements. But the teacher assistants in the classroom do so much work and do so many things to help students succeed that, you know, they are the backbone of a lot of the classrooms. And there is such a huge need. Almost every school district has constant openings for teacher assistants. So we're going to learn about this academy, why it was created, what they've been up to. And we're going to talk with some of the folks that have gone through and are graduates of the program and find out what it's like to be a teacher assistant. And I got to tell you, I'm married to one, so I'm a big fan of teacher assistants. We want to welcome to the program the Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction for the COPEG School District, Dr. Altruda. Welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. My first question out of the box for you is, how did you come up with the idea of creating an academy to kind of fill some of the workforce shortage holes you guys had?
Well, I think the big issue when we were looking at opening up after COVID was that we knew our children were going to need more support than ever before. And we knew that we were already struggling identifying people in the community or outside of the community. So there was a gap in that in the available pool as it was. And that coupled with the fact that we knew that a lot of our community members were suffering and lost their jobs following COVID. So there's a lot of unemployed folks. So we wanted to be kind of build our sense of internal capacity while helping our community. So we started to strum up the idea of what does it take to become certified? And I think one of the biggest gaps that we were able to fill was making some of the coursework or the credential that you need, the certification, the courses like DASA, school violence and child abuse, accessible to our community members. So we first went ahead and got ourselves certified as a district able to provide that on campus. So people were able to just come and work with us and not have to kind of figure out how to get it done. Because a lot of that path work to get to being a teacher assistant is confusing for somebody who hasn't been in the system before. You know, where do you go get fingerprinted? Where do you take this course? There isn't one school for it. So that's what our intent was to do, is create one school for it so that everybody could kind of come and we would support them through the process, kind of take away a little bit of that test stress also, because there is an exam at the end. A lot of folks haven't been to school in many, many years. And anything can be tough after not being there. So we did a little test prep. We made it a nice, comfortable place, hopefully, for people to sign up with. And we opened it up online to our community. And our first call out brought in 142 people.
Wow.
So, we wound up getting about 40 of them in the program, registered for it, about 20 of them finished, and people went off and found jobs in other communities and other districts, and some stayed with us, and that's who we have with us today. And after that very successful year, we thought, oh, maybe we'd capture them with a little bit more, keep them by going to our own students. So that's where we turned internally to our seniors and started with that program.
That's awesome. Yeah, because it can be very cumbersome to navigate, you know, the different levels and the requirements. And again, if you're not in the system, like many folks are, but you want to be around kids and you have a passion for kids and helping out and teaching kids, it could be, you know, you look at it initially, if you read the stuff online, you'd be like, way too much. I can't do it. Right. Just absolutely not. So you guys create an environment so that they learn what it takes to get to the different levels. Explain to us about the different levels that there are. And then we'll talk to some of the graduates from the program.
there are different tiered levels. So you have a teaching assistant level one that moves on to a two through time and kind of sustained effort. And then with college credits, you can move to a teaching assistant level three. A lot of the, there were some adjustments that were made in making the courses available to people that, you know, instead of having to have to go right to the teaching assistant level three, and it was a lot more, I think, obtainable. So that's where we started, was with one. If they want to add, they can add to it, but they're all considered certified and they're all, you know, they just have to maintain that certification. So that's what we did with that. Did that answer the question?
Yeah, it did. Absolutely. And, you know, we were talking off the air before we started too, you know, you could get to a level two, kind of stay there, because level three has some college requirement as far as college credits go. And then there's even a different level. It's called pre-professional, I believe, right? These are folks who are probably pursuing a degree or have a degree in education. They just haven't gotten to that last step of being a certified teacher. And that's another level for folks that are kind of in between that teacher certification level. But you had 40 folks in your first year online, 20 graduated. How many of the 20 wound up staying in your home district? And then how many of the folks from other districts really thanked you for doing all that prep work and legwork for them?
Well, so there was no thanks. That conversation was an online course, and it was run by a group of people that we sort of hand selected. So there was no thank yous at the end, but you know, the thank you was the completion, and that was the good thing. Mrs. Boyle is probably the one person that actually stayed with us. She was already employed in the district, so that kind of made it a nice, comfortable spot for her to, I think, continue with us. And really, the world did change quite a bit when we went back to school again. So I'm not surprised that we lost that many folks with it.
Yeah.
You know, but makes me feel good that they had other places to go and to be employed.
Great. Yeah. And now the program you have now, you said you've opened it up to your seniors. So how many folks did you have in the second year?
So in the second year, we had 8 students that finished. We are, you know, focusing that group a little bit more, trying to find students that are willing. It's extra work for them. They're in their senior year. They start this right now, right around the March area. We started it. So they're going to school all day long. They're getting ready for their next part in their life, but they're also coming in Saturdays and after school to take the coursework, so that they can finish it by June and then be ready to take the test over the summer, with our goal being in mind that they could potentially be ready for employment in the school year in September for the next school year. So that was how we organized that.
Yeah, and that's a huge commitment, right? Because if you're a high school senior, those last several months of your senior year, there's a lot going on, and then you got to take on an additional role. So the folks that pursue that are really dedicated for it.
Exactly. And we're really looking at trying to find that, you know, the folks that are interested in education, you know, not just employment. So we really did focus on a small group that's manageable, that we knew that we would find success, that we knew that they would be happy with the program. And part of our program is a little bit of outreach to our elementary school. So those students get to come down, take a quick look, see what that classroom is like, to make sure that they want to commit and move forward with it. Couldn't do that with 50 kids, you know?
Exactly. Well, Mrs. Boyle, welcome to the program. First, let's start off with you were employed by the district in what capacity before taking this class?
I was a lunch and recess monitor.
Oh, boy. So you went from lunch resource monitor. We were speaking off the air. Now you work in a kindergarten class. You obviously have the patience of a saint, obviously. And you are obviously very dedicated to kids. So what made you want to make the step from what you were doing to the opportunity that the district was presenting?
Oh, I think I kind of always wanted to do it. I just honestly never really looked into it. And when the opportunity came up, I jumped on it.
All right. So take us through a typical day for Mrs. Boyle being a teacher assistant in a kindergarten class, I believe. If we spoke earlier, I think you said you're in a kindergarten class. Take us through a typical day. And there's no such thing as a typical day.
There is no such thing as a typical day. Every day is different. It's always interesting. It's always fun. We have a great group of children. I'm in a contained class right now. I love them. Sometimes a little more stressful than others, but at the end of the day, we all leave smiling.
Right. And explain for the folks listening in what a contained class means.
A contained class is a special education class for children who all diagnosed or have some type of IEP. And right now we have 12 children and they're all different, but they're all fantastic. And Sometimes they struggle a little more. It depends on the day. And I think sometimes it depends on the moon, but they're all great.
I agree. The moon does wreak havoc on a lot of things in addition to not just the titles either. So when we come back from the break, we are going to speak with another graduate of the program. We'll also talk to Mrs. Boyle more because teaching assistant, if you wanted to get into public education and you can't for whatever reason become a teacher, there's another pathway to help impact and change life trajectories inside the classroom and inside the school building. And this is a great way to do it. And I'm glad to hear that COPEG has a teaching assistant academy for their high school seniors for a school to work program. And we'll learn more about that, among other things. You're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Out on the web at linewsradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That is your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your school is involved in. And just like COPEG, your program could be the next one right here in our Spotlight. We'll be right back after this. ABC. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and out on the web at linewsradio.com. Spotlight on Long Island Schools brought to you by the Nassau Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island School Boards since 1959. Bob Vecchio, your host, continuing our conversation with the COPEG School District and the Teaching Assistant Academy that they implemented there as a result of an online course that they started for the needs that they knew they were going to have post-COVID. And it has continued and it has grown and developed into a school-to-work program for their high school seniors. And before we speak to a graduate from last year's academy, we're speaking with Mrs. Boyle, who worked in the school district previously and now is a teaching assistant in a contained kindergarten class. And again, she's patience of a saint and, you know, long days. You come home tired, Mrs. Boyle. And now you probably had certain expectations. You were in the district, so you kind of knew what you were getting into. But talk to us about, you know, My wife, again, a teaching assistant, she comes home with some of these stories, and some of them are just so inspiring, and it's rewarding not only for what you do for the kids, but for yourself personally. Tell us some of the highlights for yourself with what you've experienced being in the classroom trying to impact lives.
It's really just great to see the kids grow and that they're learning. It's amazing because we have so much going on in the classroom all the time. Like, sometimes there's a behavior, other times there aren't, but just to watch them be able to do everything that we're doing with them is amazing. The fact that they want to learn, that they're eager to learn, and they come every day and they're actually ready to learn.
So you have been in the classroom for 2 years now, is that right?
I've been in this classroom for 1 year, and I was in a fourth grade and a fifth grade. Last year I looped with a kid, so this is my third year doing it.
A third year doing it. Okay, great. Yeah. Now, do the kids, you know, that you had previously, that, like, you know, if they're in the fifth grade now, do they make sure they say hello to you? Because everybody remembers their elementary teachers, because for them, you are the teacher. So I know my wife always enjoys when the kids are coming off the bus and it's like, hey.
Yes, I have a lot of kids who are always coming up to me. Hey, Miss Kathy, how you doing? What's going on? They think I'm like their buddy, I think.
Yeah. All right. And if you had to talk to somebody about, hey, listen, if you're looking for some work where, you know, it aligns with a school schedule, it's perfect for folks that want to have the same schedules as their kids, right? I know my wife really enjoyed it because she was able to do things and off at the same time. If you had to talk to somebody about possibly pursuing this as a career for themselves, what would be some of the reasons that they should look into it?
It's extremely rewarding. It's very rewarding to be with these children and see them grow every day.
Right. And the classes that you had to take, the mandatory classes, you know, they're not too bad, right? To go through the,
no, not at all.
You know, Dignity for All Students Act, and you have to have that awareness regarding sexual abuse, mandatory reporter, that type of thing. But the big question I think folks would ask is, how is that test that you have to take to get that further?
It's not bad. If you have common sense and just a little know-it-all, you're going to be fine.
So 90% common sense, the other 10% making sure that you remember, yes, you have the common sense. I gotcha. And how did you feel about the program that COPEG structured for you guys with an online environment? How well did they do preparing you guys for the job that you've been doing the last 3 years?
I loved it. It was great. I did it from the convenience of my home, and I found it very rewarding and very easy.
Right. And Odalis, you were a high school senior. You took this as a high school senior, as we described before, and you are a graduate of that school to work program. So how did you hear about this program, and what made you want to say, you know what, last few months of my senior year, I'm going to take on some additional work. I'm going to do some things on a Saturday, you know, when everybody's worried about prom and everything else. Talk to us about what piqued your interest to do this.
Well, my teacher told me this was going on. So I joined it because I wanted to be a teacher, but I think I was not ready for college. So I took the program and I love it. That's all I can say.
Yeah. So you love it. It's great. Talk to us about, you know, what do you guys are learning? What did you learn in the class, like on a Saturday? Take us through a Saturday class that you had to take and some of the things that they taught you there to prepare you for the teaching assistant.
Well, first of all, we were doing like the workshops for the DASA, and I learned like how to act when someone is like doing something bad or like cold, or ask another person. People.
Right. So behave, trying to adjust their behaviors. There's certain ways.
Behaviors.
Yeah. There's certain ways to do it.
It's a different perspective from being a student, from being part of the community. So it's like a whole different world, I can say.
And what else piqued your interest that said you wanted to be working in the classroom with kids? I mean, you said you wanted to be a teacher, but you weren't exactly ready for college. But like, what made you say, you know, I want to do this. I want to help teach kids.
Yeah, well, I was doing Saturday school as a student, so I was working with kids and adults, so it was like enjoy working with kids because they're lovely. They make you smile every day. So we're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to try this, and it's going great.
Right. And talk to us about your first year. What have been some of the highlights, and what have been some of the surprises that maybe you didn't anticipate? I know my wife had her legs swept out from under her from some kid, you know, who was acting out or whatever. That was an unexpected thing. But talk to us about some of the highlights for you.
Well, as Ms. Boyle said, it's tough sometimes. We get like crazy days, but we get like awesome days. So it's, you never know what to expect in a day. So it's good. Sometimes it's like, okay, it's okay.
And it's, right. And have you had a moment that you, and have you had a moment, Odalis, where you, like, you were trying to help a student and it really clicked, you know, like you said, you had awesome days. Tell me one of the best awesome days that you had.
Well, when I like help a student help finish their work, I was like trying to help, and he was like, oh, thank you so much for doing this for me. And I was like, I love you. It's just like, they're so cute, and they're.
You are definitely a nurturer, as they would say in this industry. without a doubt, you. I just envision lots of hugs and, you know, just a little pat on the shoulder.
I always give a lot of hugs and good mornings and hi and how are you? I mean.
You get a lot of gifts from the kids around Christmas time too. I bet you are one of the ones
For my first year, I did. Got some gift from the kids, even though they know me for a little bit, but
And what does it mean to you personally that you're able to give back that way?
Well, it's good because as a student, it's like, it's I'm giving back for my teachers that help me. It's like I'm doing the same, and it's like when they grow up, they will remember me and like as I'm doing it.
All right. You're sitting down with another high school senior. Tell the high school senior why they need to join the academy.
Because if you're not doing anything, or you're not ready for college and you wanted to be a teacher or related, join it. It's good. And it's the closest thing you can get to be a teacher. Absolutely. You will get like the real experience.
Absolutely. Dr. Altruda, you know, you have the academy going this year, right? So talk to us about the class that you have going, and talk to us about your vision for the future for the program.
So we're working with another great group of eight students. We have a club called Teachers for Tomorrow. So we tapped some of those students that were interested. So if the student wasn't registered to go to college in the fall for education, had some, wasn't quite confident yet to go yet, they registered for our program. It started last week. We'll go until into this summer where they are scheduled to take their exams, because we do take the tests. We use it as a field trip. We'll take them all together as part of the group. Usually they work, or last year, not usually, because we've only had 1 year before, they worked with us in our summer school classes. So they get hands-on experience working with our children, just kind of getting exposed to the classroom environment. They'll have all their courses finished. We'll get their fingerprints done. And hopefully some of them will fill the many spots that we have open before September. And we will continue to work with, you know, raising those children up, because we believe that this is probably the best career that you could possibly have. Education, teachers and teaching assistants make the difference every day. So we want to keep making more people that make a difference.
Absolutely. Listen, the power of public education, you can change a student's life trajectory. And that is the beauty and the magic that happens in our classrooms every day across Long Island. I want to thank you, Mrs. Boyle. Thank you, Odalis, for choosing that career pathway to impact students there in COPEG and beyond. And Dr. Altruda, you know, great vision to create this academy. And hats off to Dr. Bannon, the board over there at COPEG, for a really innovative program. And folks, if you want to learn more about teaching assistants, there is a section on the New York State Education Department's website that you can learn about it. And check with your local district. They may have some sort of pathway to help you, because believe me, every district is in need. You've been listening to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and have a safe week until we talk again. Take care.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.